This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on how Texas is just messing around with Health Navigator testing. Driving through Texas, the highways are littered with signs mile after mile reminding the driver to not mess with Texas. When it comes to the Affordable Care Act and enrollment of the millions of people there who have no health insurance, though, the state does nothing but mess, pushing boulders into the road. You'll remember that at one point the governor and presidential candidate wannabe, Rick Perry, was ranting at the Texas Department of Insurance to come up with almost impossibly strict guidelines for navigators who were assisting in Obamacare enrollment. At one point, he wanted all navigators to take classroom and online tests before the sign-up deadline to stall the whole process, pay $800 apiece for testing, endure fingerprinting and police background checks, and any number of other things, just to monkey wrench the process. At least they were honest. They just wanted to slow down enrollment, plain and simple. Unfortunately, the governor and his drooling mad dog supporters had a problem since the standards they had for assisters for Medicare and insurance agents themselves were not as burdensome as the requirements they wanted to put on navigators who were limited to only helping people get on the website and enroll. At the end of the day, they pushed back the new requirements to May 1st after the March 31st deadline for Affordable Care enrollment this year, and the costs were more in the range of $130 or $150 per test. Oh yeah, you still had to get fingerprinted and police checked, but that was more harassment than anything else. So what is this new rigorous testing instruction really like that's going to protect everybody in Texas? Talking to some of the navigators who are going through the 3-hour-a-day instructed online teaching, most of them are finding it's something of an out-of-body experience. As one wrote me, the TDI class is unbearable. 90% has nothing to do with being a navigator or ACA. It seems to be a course to encourage people to not be navigators. All the presenters are lawyers and spend most of their time quoting state law and acting like we're becoming insurance agents. Every so often they will say, hey, this is important for ACA. Truth to tell, they're clearly just faking it. So they can say to someone that they piled it on these poor navigators. Everyone's just marking time, and some Republican legal beagle donors are making some easy bucks pretending to teach. And truth to tell, this is almost a complete political charade. Not only because of the obvious, which is the fact that the main 2014 enrollment period is now over until October opens up for 2015, but also because the navigation program was only funded by Congress for 1 year and time's out. In August 2014. Talk about kicking a dead horse. Unfortunately for the millions of people that need help to get on affordable care, there just won't be any federally funded navigators ready to help for 2015. This will just be another Texas tall tale of how they whooped it up on the navigators so they couldn't help sign up any more people to that darn Obamacare. When in truth, the politicians were just beating a dead horse and play acting for the cheap seats the whole time anyway. Hey, it's only about life or death, so in the Lone Star cynicism, who cares anyway? And the devil take the hindmost. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.